You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and welcome to my first guest, Jacqueline Fowler. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello.
And Pat Hartman. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Shelley. Great to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you both here. You're representing the Southeast Master Gardeners Association and here to tell us about your spring conference. Jacqueline, let's start with you. Would you please tell me a little about your experience with the association, how long you've been a part of it, what's your role, and how has it helped you grow your garden?
I am the current president of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association, and I took over from Pat Hartman, who is here. She was the former president, and I have been a part of it for about 3 years. I came on right after I finished the Master Gardener class through UAF Cooperative Extension. And it has helped me a great deal in my garden. I have learned a lot. It's also a great group of people. It's been very fun to put on workshops. And last year we put on a very large conference. As you know, we were hit with COVID about this time last year. And we were in the midst of planning a face-to-face conference. So we had the Centennial Hall booked, everything ready to go. And we had to shift gears and get on Zoom and have a virtual conference. And it went really, really well. And I actually personally really enjoyed sitting home with my little glass of wine and tuning into the conference. It was really great. And so COVID has made big changes this past year to us, and we've managed to adapt to it. We had a garden tour that Pat Hartman takes care of and organizes, and she's amazing. And we were able to wear masks, social distance, and it was actually a really nice activity for the community to get out and have some safe social contact and explore other people's gardeners. And now we're coming up to putting on a mini conference.
Yeah, gardening is a pretty pandemic-friendly activity, but of course I could see how your face-to-face conference would have been affected. Pat, how about you? What has being part of the Southeast Master Gardeners Association done for you and for your gardening skills?
Well, I've always loved to garden, but I took the class in 2012, and then I ended up reorganizing the Master Gardeners in 2015 and served as president from 15 through 2018, and have pretty much chaired the garden tour or co-chaired it since then. Currently, I'm not on the board, but I am the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners website manager. So it's my job to put all the conferences on the website, keep it updated, and take care of things. So that's the big one now, and then co-chairing the garden tour. So,
and how did the last year affect some of the plans that you had had for the association in the growing season?
Well, the growing season probably, you know, what we found with the gardening season was it was really hard to get seeds. Of course, the plants, the super plant sale didn't happen. So everything was hard to find. You know, you couldn't find mulch. You could not find chicken manure. There was a lot of things that were just wiped out of the stores. And I'm finding with ordering seeds, that's still occurring. There's still shortages in supply of a lot of things that people are looking for. So I got involved in one of the classes coming up, a permaculture class. So I was looking for a certain type of plant, and it was pretty much depleted in November and cannot be found anywhere. So there's kind of a waiting list. So I think we're still going to see that this year, a lot of shortages on things. If you go to the seed websites, you'll find like Johnny's. I love ordering seeds from Johnny's. That's one of them. But there's only certain days of the week or the month that you can order from them if you're not a business ordering. So I think that's a big change. And then, of course, our garden tour, we had to mandate that everybody wear masks, and we'll see what happens on this year's garden tour on what's in effect at that point in time.
Are these shortages a result of pandemic buying, Pat?
It was because people were home more often. So they started growing. A lot of people jumped into, well, I want something to do. So they started growing their own gardens and they hadn't been growing before. So you will find that the big thing all across the nation is a lot more people were growing seeds, starting gardens, wanted to start doing their own produce because they were concerned about shortages. So that ended up having seed shortages or plant shortages across the nation.
Very interesting what we've learned over the last year from this time last year to now, particularly about shopping. But we can talk about that another time. So one of the ways that the Gardeners Association pivoted is to hold a spring mini conference this month, a series of workshops that I believe are mostly taking place online, and you guys can tell the good people all about it. Jacqueline, would you like to start?
Yes, it's all on Zoom, and our mini garden conference will be free to anyone who wants to attend, and you can access that on our Master Gardener website, and I'll tell you the web address here at the end. But we will be running this from Friday, March 19th through Saturday, March 20th. Our topics are Exploring the World of Fruit with Jim Gilbert, Lorraine Gardner, Growing with Fungi with Fungi Perfectis, Lonnie Rodenbaum. On March 20th, we'll be Growing Unique and Delicious Fruit, again with Jim Gilbert and Lorraine Gardner. And at 11 a.m. on Saturday, continuing, we're gardening, Garden of Weeding or Garden of Eden. And that will be with Corinne Collin and Pat Hartman here. Later that day is Permaculture, the Synergy of Gardening, which is again, Corinne and Pat. Then Find Your Compost Style, the Pros and Cons of Different Compost Approaches, and that's Lisa Dougherty. And How to Set Up an Electric Fence to Protect Your Gardens, that's with ADF&G wildlife biologist Roy Churchwell, and Oh My Raking Back with Berger Bastrop from City Center Chiropractic. And that will conclude our conference on Saturday. It's a mini conference compared to last year. We put on quite an extensive conference, but this year we kept it small. And our web address is https://seak-mastergardeners.org if you'd like to go there and register.
So these classes, the list is super interesting. They span a variety of topics. And those titles are solid garden pun gold. Oh, My Raking Back and Garden of Weeden. who do we have to thank for those, Jacqueline?
Oh, it might be Pat. I don't know. Who was it, Pat, who came up with those?
That was mine. Corinne Conlon and I had taken the permaculture class back in October. So we've really both jumped into it on so many levels because it's such an exciting topic to get going on. So we're going to be talking about various ideas on what permaculture is. So if you're into organic gardening is part of permaculture, but permaculture is more organic gardening on steroids. It's a whole new process. I travel a lot, so I want something that's easier to do. And the principles of permaculture are you don't sit and dig up everything constantly. You do a lot of perennial vegetables, and you don't keep you constantly build your soil, and you build it more in the beginning. It's a long-term deal. It could take you 3 to 5 years before you really get producing. So it's like waiting for a tree. You know, you're going to start building your garden, doing more, and we're going to be talking about the principles of permaculture and permaculture design and how to improve your soil in the beginning to help you accomplish that. And it's not that you don't plant annuals along with that. You use annuals too while you're waiting, but it's kind of a long-term effect and things that you can do so you're not spending so much time weeding. And then the afternoon session, we're going to be talking about good choices for mixing your plants. So the permaculture method is you don't necessarily plant everything in individual rows and segregate your plants. You end up planting pollinators in with plants that are going to put the right nutrients into your soil, and nitrogen fixers. Everything you plant serves a purpose. It needs to have at least two or three purposes for you to plant it. It's just not stick a flower here and stick something there. So we encourage you to come and learn more about permaculture and learn how you can also, you might not utilize all of it, but you might want to start out with a pot and see what you can learn and whether it works for you or not.
Well, thanks, Pat. I can see why they selected you to be one of the instructors. I'm sure that permaculture is just one of the many specialties and things that you excel at when it comes to gardening. Jacqueline, while I'm certain that all of these workshops are going to be super interesting, especially the ones with Pat as the instructor, which workshop are you looking forward to the most?
Actually, all of them, but Pat's in particular. I'm an organic gardener, and I have been for years, so I would relish more information, so I'm really excited about that.
And Jacqueline, what's your specialty? What's one gardening skill that you excel at?
Oh, boy. You know, actually, oddly, my grandfather was a professional gardener. My great-grandfather, and he was a gardener in a mental institution grounds in England. And I'm an intuitive gardener. And I do a lot of experimenting. And I think probably what is my favorite is the vegetable garden. I have a flower garden, et cetera, but my vegetable garden has always been my love.
Intuitive. Go ahead.
It's not something that I can articulate, you know, I just feel it. It's intuitive. And, I have an asparagus bed. I do raised beds, and the asparagus bed is absolutely wonderful. And so it feeds right into what Pat is going to talk about, where something is a perennial and it comes back year after year and it gets larger and larger. And last year we had asparagus all summer and it was really wonderful. So.
It sounds like you're gardening using the force, like a gardening Jedi. I believe that's probably the case for both of you. Pat, what about you? What's your specialty? Is it permaculture or is there something else that you particularly excel at or enjoy?
Permaculture is a new thing for me. So I do a lot of edible flowers and I also have a garden railway. If you attended the garden tour last year, it was on the tour. So I do a lot of miniature, I do like bonsai trees, and I do a lot of miniature gardening on the garden railway. And then I have a lot of primula. I'm on the APS board, the American Primrose Society board, and I've really gotten involved since moving here in primroses, primula. I would like to say that if you missed the conference last year or you'd like to review it, it is on our website. And if you don't remember that, the long website, you can just put in Southeast Alaska, SEAK, Master Gardeners, and you can get that up on Google.
Now,
you can go in and review all of the 16 classes that we had last year on gardening.
Would any of these classes or workshops count towards the title of Master Gardener if someone is working towards that?
No.
Okay, just checking. That's a different thing, huh?
They have to take the class. They would have to do volunteer hours. And some of the things that we do, like if they taught a class or if they helped with the garden tour, those hours would help or community service hours is what they need for their 40 hours to count towards that.
Got it. Got it. Well, ladies, thank you both for speaking with me today. And Jacqueline, I was hoping you could tell us one more time, how do we find out more about the classes and register for the conference?
It is at our Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association website. And that address is https://seak-mastergardeners.org.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add before we say goodbye today? Jacqueline, I'll stay with you and then go to Pat.
Well, I just want to encourage people to come out and attend and pour their little glass of wine or their bubbly water or their cup of coffee and sit and listen to these wonderful presenters.
Pat, how about you?
Well, if you go to the website, you can look at the bios on the presenters and you can also look at the topics. It is no cost. You do need to register beforehand to get the links in order to attend the conference. And there's also a donation page there. It's free, but if you love it so much and you want to see us keep bringing classes, you can make a donation.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for this wonderful conversation about gardening. It's got me in a very dreamy state of mind, thinking ahead to all the green and flowers and everything to come with spring and summer. Best of luck with the conference, Pat Hartman and Jacqueline Fowler from the Southeast Master Gardeners Association.
Thanks,
thank you for having us on.